The final score from here in Athens, Georgia. The Georgia Bulldogs pick up their ninth win of the season, winning the Deep South's oldest rivalry, beating the Auburn Tigers by a score of 27-10. Ryan Radke, Derek Rackley here with you. It started out a little bit slow for Georgia. Auburn really played well in the opening quarter and midway through the second quarter, but from that point on, Georgia took over after trailing by a score of 10-6. They win the ballgame 27-10.
Yeah, I really thought that we were in for a tight game throughout the entire 60 minutes. The way that Auburn started and Georgia kind of had some struggles early on. Auburn was able to go field goal touchdown on the first couple of drives. Georgia gets two first and goal situations, and they end up coming away with field goals on both possessions. It's kind of been an issue for them throughout the course of the season, and it's going to be one that they're going to have to fix. But, boy, did they ever settle down when it came into the second quarter. They got back to what they do best, and that's running the football, using physicality, letting their offensive line create those creases up front. Jake Fromm taking advantage down the field when he needed to, and that defense stepped up once again, just did not allow Auburn to get going offensively. There was a couple of drives where Auburn was able to get their tempo going, but at some point they would get stopped. But then as we got into the second half, it was just like the Georgia defense put the clamps on, really shut everything down, and Auburn never scored from that point forward.
Georgia ran for 303 yards in the game. They had the ball for more than 38 minutes. Jake Fromm, very efficient, 13 of 20, 193 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and DeAndre Swift was special on the ground. 17 carries, 186 yards, and a touchdown, a 77-yard touchdown run to put the game away.
Yeah, that puts his average at about 11 yards a carry every time he touched the football. You're going to be hard-pressed to lose games when you got running backs that are averaging that many yards a carry. And then you throw Elijah Holyfield. He ended up getting near to 100 yards, 15 carries and 93 himself. So what Georgia's been known by over, shoot, how many years, the past 10 or 15 years, they have two backs that they're going to continue to throw at you for the entire 60 minutes. So you got to make sure that you play a full game against Georgia, because you're not going to get a break when somebody comes out of the field, off the field. And they're doing that once again by just being demanding and commanding when they run the football against whoever it is that they play.
Georgia is 9-1. They finished their SEC schedule tonight 7-1. Two regular season games left against UMass, and they wrap up against Georgia Tech. Then it's on to the SEC championship game against Alabama. That's all anybody here in Athens is talking about, their shot at the Crimson Tide. Based on what you've seen from Georgia this year, can they play with Alabama?
Yeah, I think that they can compete with them. Now, whether or not they've got enough offense to win, I don't know. They're going to have to be able to run the football, but guess what? Alabama doesn't let people run the football on them. So it's going to be an extremely difficult test if Alabama continues to play the way that they have. They score a lot of points. They don't let people score on them, and they don't make very many mistakes. That's just a really difficult team to beat right now.
Once again, the final score from here in Athens, Georgia 27, Auburn 10. And remember, you can listen to every college football game we broadcast this season right here on WestwoodOneSports.com.